Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we, Amir Tzashem, are going to complete Simen Tov Kuf Samach, which deals with the halachos of making a zecher l'churban. We're on the very top line, in the middle of the Mechaber, and he begins as follows. U'kishechosa nosa isha, when a man marries a woman, so we also make a zecher l'churban at the wedding. And what do? Lokeach efer mikla, you take some ashes that were burnt, benosein berosho, b'mokum anochas tefillin, and the custom is to put them on the forehead of the chosan in the place where he puts his tefillin, and in this way we make a zecher for the churban as well. Likewise, at the wedding there are other zecher l'churban we have both at the tanoim and at the chuppah. So he says, the ramo hagah, v'yesh makomos, there are those places, shenogu l'shaber kos b'shas chuppah, that they break a glass underneath the chuppah, as we're all very familiar with. Or, alternatively, a loso mapo shechora, or to put some sort of a dark shroud of some sort, a cloth, o shar diri avelus, berosh chosan, or some other sort of simon of avelus on the head of the chosan. And this is brought down in the name of the kolbo. So we're much more familiar with the first minhag, which to break a glass at the chuppah. And we see this in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tess, where he says, v'zohi gam ken atam shoshiras kli b'shas k'sivas ha-tanoim. People aren't as familiar with that when they break the plate at the tanoim. So that's also zeichel l'churban. That's one of the reasons. There are many other reasons as well, but that's one of the reasons of the zeichel l'churban. So breaking the glass underneath the chuppah, one of the reasons is the zeichel l'churban. The Gemara in Brachos also brings down that sometimes people get a little bit too lightheaded at a wedding, and this is a reminder to people, hey, this is serious business here, and that you shouldn't just have a hoilulus and all sorts of gaiety and laxness. So remember, it's a solemn wedding. So that's another reason. But here, the reason that we bring it down in the Ramah is as a zecher l'churban, and so too by the tanoim. And the Mishnah Berurah continues. It says, "V'yishbar lishbar v'yira lishbar tachas achupah kosholim." Should be a regular cup that you break underneath the chuppah, and there's no din of baltashlis. V'ein bo mishum baltashlis. Ah, you're wasting a cup. Why? Kivin she'osu kein l'remez musa l'man yitnu leiv. So there's a purpose over here for doing it. There's no din of baltashlis when there's a purpose for doing something. And here the purpose is zecher l'churban, and also as we pointed out for the Gemara in Brachos, not to be so lightheaded and gay and frivolous at this point in time. Now, there are a number of Dershu footnotes we want to go through here. Dershu footnote number 19 brings down that what type of cup should you break? So the Prima Garden brings down from the Daki Moshe, the Ramah, on the tour, where it says that it should be an earthenware cup that was used for the Birchas Erisin. They should break that. However, he brings down from Rekiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer that if you look in the Shelos Teshuvas Evan HaShoam, he brings there from the Sefer Tzopinas Paneach to the Marit, Shalochim Koshel Zchuchis, Yibadavka cake, a glass or crystal type of a cup, Labirchas HaErisin, and then Vaoso Shobrim, then you break that. Bring some reasons why Badavka should be this glass cup. And Prima Garden himself writes, Shaminug Lakachas Koshel Zchuchis, Labirchas HaErisin, you use a glass cup for the Birchas HaErisin, and you don't break that cup because that doesn't look nice. It looks like you're breaking the cup. And you're not giving chashivas to that kosher of Erisin and to the kosher bracha. And therefore, he brings down, and you see this in Dershu footnote number 23 from the Makneh, that it's not proper to break the kosher Erisin and we break a different cup. Dershu footnote number 23 does bring down as well from the Pisrei Tshuva that they would fill the cup up with wine and then break it, but he says that's also improper to do. It's a bizoyim for the bracha on the kosher, because that's assuming that this was the kosher that they used for the bracha of Erisin. The issue of foot number 20 has further discussion about whether it's a glass cup or an earthenware cup. He brings down various poskim that say each way, Ayin Shah. Interestingly, the issue of foot number 21 has a discussion as to who should be the one to break the kos. Now, every one of us has only gone to weddings where we've seen that the chassan, of course, is the one that breaks the cup. People would say you're crazy if you say somebody else breaks it. But while that is the majority opinion, he does bring down from the Sefer Chupas Chassanim in the name of the Sefer Tfilah Zaka, Shahamivarech who shover es kos, that the one who's the Masada Kedushin, he's the one that breaks the cup. Again, don't try this nowadays because I think people would think you're crazy. But this is based upon the idea that the whole understanding of breaking the cup is not for the chosan to break it, but a cup should be broken. And therefore, moral achim shovrim lefanav, as long as it's broken in front of him. And others bring down as well, that was the custom, that a cup was broken, lav dafka by the chosan. He concludes, however, he says, mikol mokum kacha minig, that the chosan does it nowadays, and therefore that is the way that it's always done. Then he brings down the utensil that they break during the tanoim. So some have the custom as well that the mechutanim go break that, or the machatenistas, as is our custom nowadays, and not the chosim. There, the dafka the chosim doesn't break the kos. And then he also brings down that the custom is not to use a kos over there, but there we use a plate for various reasons and not a cup. He brings down reasons why this should be so. Ayin in the rest of this dershu footnote. The issue foot number 23 brings down, when do you break the cup at the chuppah? So that's a whole very interesting discussion. So he brings down the Beis Yosef, the name of the Kobo, Shanaminog Lishbor Kos Achara Sheva Brachos. After the Sheva Brachos, you make the breaking of the cup. And this is also what the Ramah writes in Ebenu Ezer. On the other hand, the Mati Moshe brings down, Shemeshabim Liachash Echosin Shosim Mikos Rachashal Kiddushin, that you break the cup early on in the chuppah. And he says, this is also the opinion of Stechemed, Shaminag b'mukomo, in his place, the minag was, Lishbar Sakos, Bein Birchas Erisin, and Birchas Anisun. Well, we read the Ksuba, so they would break the kos in between the first part of the marriage, which is the first stage of marriage, the Erisin, and the second part, which is the Nisuin, with the Sheva Brachos. And they would do this before they would read the Ksuba, and before they would have the Sheva Brachos. The issue foot number 23 says, does this kos have to be worth something or can be a very simple cup? So he brings out for the Stechemin as well. Sheish l'shar shetia kos yofet, it should be a nice cup. Lefi erech bala simcha, shiidagalav, that the one who's making the wedding should be a little bit upset that they're wasting and breaking such a cup. However, he says, from the Darki Moshe, sheshofim koshel cheres, that according to Darki Moshe, you break an earthenware cup, obviously it isn't going to be that expensive. He says, the Minigan Eretz Ashkenaz, amongst the Ashkenaz communities, brought down the Pisgei Tshuva, and the name of the Makne, is that they actually broke the cup of Erisin, as I mentioned before. And the issue footnote number 24 brings down the custom that they bedavka take a plate for the Tanoim, and he says, the Chayin Royetz of Gedoli Ador. This is what the Gedoli Ador do, in the Likute Mariach, he writes this already 100 years ago plus, and therefore that is the Minig that we do today, and the Machatenis does break this, and not the Chosin, and not the Mechutonim. And we continue with the Mechaber. He writes, "V'chaleilu advarim kedei lizkoros Yerushalayim." The whole purpose of all of this is to remind us of the loss of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Imesh kachech Yerushalayim v'gomer imlo ale es Yerushalayim al rosh simchosi." And what does this mean? Al rosh simchosi. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Yud, "Amrina b'Shabbos daf sachem beis." Born Shabbos tells us the tanug this be simcha aser or the less be simcha shari. Any type of pleasure that involves rejoicing, so then that's really forbidden from the loss of time, the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Tanug this Beis Simcha, it's aser. However, with the last Beis Simcha, if it's just something you get enjoyment about, but it's not a Simcha, so then it's permissible. He brings down in Magen Avraham. Now, in the Berhei tape, he says in Sivkot and Hei, V'yesh b'kol m'sh'omer ha'shamish ha'posuk hazeh, that the one who's running the wedding, so to say, he sings it or says it. And the Chosin says it after him, Omer Achrov Mila B'Mila, and he brings down the name of the Taz. And finally, the Shari Tshuva brings down from the El Yerab in the name of the Madani Yontiv, Shazel Tam Shemeshabim Kideru B'Chsiva Satanoim, that the reason why we break the plate at the Tanoim is for this reason of also Zeichel L'Churban. And he says, look in the Mishmasos, Shu Kidei Lahabdil V'Lizkar, Shena Simcha B'Milua B'Zmanazeh. And it's to demonstrate that we don't have full Simcha nowadays. By breaking something, we realize that that's the case. There's other reasons why we break the Tanoim. Some say that there's no chasana that can occur. Ein ksuba below ketata. There can't be a ksuba that's written without any ketata. There's always going to be some fighting, so let the breaking of this plate fulfill that dictum that you should have fighting. That's one of the reasons why it's brought down, that they throw candies at an offer. So it should hit the chasana. And that should be yaitzazan that we had ketata. Now we're going to see if Kimmel Mechaber Yisuchein Gozu, likewise the rabbis decreed, Shalolin Hagen Bechlei Shir V'chol Minei Zemer. The person shouldn't play musical instruments or any type of singing. Or any type of musical accompaniment, to have simcha with this musical accompaniment. Since the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, we don't do this. Mishabur explains Sivkot Yud Aleph, Hainu, the Bechlei, with a musical instrument, even if it's not with wine, meal, Ledezu, according to this opinion. Now, the issue foot number 26 brings down an entire discussion about whether taped musical instruments or recorded musical instruments, what their halacha status is. There are many different opinions. We don't have time to go through this Dershu footnote, but it's a very important Dershu footnote, Ayin Sham. Their opinions are very strict. There are opinions that are much more makel. And similarly, in Dershu footnote 27, he brings down for certain people, such as those that are sick or are depressed, despondent, so then musical accompaniment might be allowed, where it may not be allowed for other people. Likewise for children, as well as long as it's not done in the derech pritzus, there's room to be makel under certain situations. And as long as you're mechavil, l'shem shevach, l'dol l'shem yisparach, it's also permissible. If you're doing it for the right purposes, it's also permissible, as opposed to just for pure enjoyment. And one of the conclusions that's brought down from the Chavidos, in the name of the Meiri, and this is from Rav Avad Yosef Zatzal, the great Gadol, former chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, the great Sardi Gadol, who writes, V'siim shehamekel kedivri ha-meiri yesh lo amil lismoch. If you're a mekel in this respect, there are those that you can rely upon, such as this Meiri, and this might especially be true for taped music. Dershowitz number 28 brings down from Moshe Feinstein's sound the Igros Moshe that to sing at a place where a rabbim are gathering, so that's certainly something that shouldn't be done. Mishum Shinirish Afer Ramosha Mekel, even according to Ramon, it's Mekel. He says that's only for smaller gatherings, but not for a large gathering that's done l'shem kavana simcha yisera, for excessive simcha. Again, there are many opinions about this. You can look in Dershowitz number 29 for other opinions about this. He brings down, even though the Ramah writes, Shekosh Eino Rogi Ove Eino Beves HaMishnah is Mutter, whereas the Ramah is more Mekel, as we'll see. So the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, Rav Ozna, brings down, Shekiyom Shinisrabu Kokach Kli Asher. Nowadays, there's so much musical accompaniment that goes on. HaLev Yodesh is a Nikra Rogi Ove Hem, Ki Adua Mimino Kamachzikim Kelim Eila. This is really considered regular. The Koshek Eilel or Regil Mishmar Shirim Bishachbam Ove Kumam Besu the Sam. There's so many people that are listening to music all the time. He doesn't understand. He says this is an Isser Gomer. And he rails against this widespread usage of music for reasons that may not be so clear. He also goes against those that teach their children musical instruments. Havi B'Shem Sefer Yosef Ometz. Shehirim, he was very upset. All those people, Shemalamdi bin Osem Klei Shir, Neged Halacha Mifureshis, against the specific Halacha. And the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal concludes, Shechalil Lahachzik. Rabbi's organ. You shouldn't have an organ in the house that has many types of musical sounds to it. Very much against it. And he concludes and he writes, you see, mi yitain shedorenu yovin shekol chaim shelanu, our entire lives, chon hagas habayis beis charedei v'yari Hashem tsarushiyah mishur api halacha. The people have to know that you follow the halacha and not what you feel like doing. And he says, in this zuchus, we should be zocha to the simcha of gulasenu uptus nafshenu, we should be redeemed. On the other hand, others are more mekel. And the Tzitz Eliezer, of all the works that Tzal brings down, according to Ramah, Mutar Lomo Degino, Gam L'Shem Ano. You can teach somebody to play musical instrument, absolutely no problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein's that Tzal brings down, Ein Limchos B'Yadam Akil Mazeh. One doesn't have to protest against people that are mekel. The Ramah is mekel. And he says, Umitam Zeh Gam Ein Limchos B'Elu Hashomim Klei Zemer. And therefore, bottom line is, we don't get upset. We don't protest and rail against those that do this. Says, if you want to set your alarm clock in the morning to get up by it, if it's just on for a second, that certainly is not a problem. The issue foot number 30 addresses what if women are singing along with this, that's a separate whole additional problem, Ayin Shom. Now we go to that Ramah that's more Mekel. Then the Ramah says, Hagah, Yesh Omrim, Daf Kabisha Rogbah, this is only somebody who's accustomed to always having music, that's a terrible thing. You don't have Malachim like kings, Shom Dim Shochim, they just have music all the time, or in parties, in weddings, and he brings down the name of the tour. And the Mishabur and Sif Kutn Yud Beis tells us, it's only with the wine that this whole problem occurs. And even though somebody who's not accustomed to this so much music, and even without music accompaniment, when there's wine served, then it's additional problems. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Yishlim Chos, one should protest, but also Shioshim Lechos Udasim, the people sit down to eat, or Bachutz Omdim Munagim, they have people playing the violin, the people have playing all musical instruments around their eating, or Bachol Yom Osikin, they do this every day. There's El Vadai Isser Gomer. This for the Prima God, he says, is an Isser Gomer. Again, each person has to ask their Rav, each person has to ask their Rebbe, what is the halacha l'maisa when it comes to this? There are obviously very strict opinions, there are more mekel opinions, but one has to understand that it's not a simple thing to say, yeah, sure, music is permissible under all circumstances and all times, because this goes against the zichron of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which B'mehir Yemeinu should be rebuilt. Mechaber Ketina says, V'asu l'shomim ne'a Churban. Again, the reason why we don't play these musical instruments is to remind us of the Churban. And he adds, "Vafilu shir bepeh ala yain asura." Even to sing when you're drinking wine without musical accompaniment is not permitted. Shenema, based upon the pasuk, you see this from Yeshaya Perichov Dal pasuk Tes, "Bashir lo yishtu yoyin." Shouldn't be singing when you're drinking the wine. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Yudbeis says, "Ubach pasuk tefilu below yain gam kinos." He says even without wine you shouldn't do this. I'm reading Gemara. The Gemara says, "Davku zimr shel moshchi asfinos or moshchi abakarim shari." People working and they need music to help them work physical labor. That's allowed. Shenel zarzum lachtan. That's to help them do the work. Marching music. Avo the gardoy for a weaver. Also shulischop yamun. That's just for pure pleasure. For lightheadedness, that's not allowed. And therefore, he says as well, when women sing, you should protest this. If they're not going to listen to you, then mutav shiyu b'shogin and stop. But in factories, where the men over there, then it's a real problem because then it's kol isha. That's a real problem. It's like a fire coming to flax and burning it down. You have to do everything possible to stop this. In the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Kut and Chav Hei, he brings down how terrible it is, certain types of music especially, which is going to lead to lightheadedness and to taiva and all sorts of things. That, he says, absolutely inappropriate. He says it also causes destruction of the children. They shouldn't listen to such music. Ayin Sham in Sivkot and Chof Hei. Chava continues and says, "Ukvar nagu koy sholo ma'adivrei sishbachos oshir sholo dos zichron chaste kodesh baruch hu alayayin." There is a custom, however, to sing positive songs that speak about the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can even do when you're having wine. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yudalit, Kasa B'likutei Mariel, Shelo Kedinhu, Shemeshorim B'mishta, Odcha Yani Son. He says it's wrong to sing certain psukim in the middle of the meal, V'chei Agad L'simchas Marias, just for happiness and fun. Kiyos HaTorah Chol Geres Sak V'yomer, so the Torah, so to say, girds itself in a sackcloth and says, "Oh, Asuni Banecha Kimin Zemer, my children have made me into just a musical accompaniment." And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that this is wrong. However, he says, "Veves Haknesses, the regalim, to sing in shul at the proper time, mitzvah lezamer." Then he's allowed to be singing the hodu, etc. V'akei Mesik Hamogin Avram Shalu Sharbi Shabbos Lezamer El Osen Shirin Shnisaknu Al Suda. So on Shabbos you should only sing the zmiris that are normally sung at the meal. Avo Piyut Machayim, also to do extra stuff that you shouldn't do, to make songs out of them. We don't have time to do the long, beautiful Dirshu footnotes number 32 and 33. Ayin Sham, you should read there in terms of what you're allowed to sing, under what terms you're allowed to sing. It brings down from Rav Nissen Karlitz at Zatzal, Shekein Kavanoso El Simcha. If your whole purpose is just for Simcha, then it's Aser, Af Letzorich Simcha Sosim Kala, even for Bimisamech Chosim Kala, if you're just doing it to have a good time. And he says, Vchein Aser, Af Im Mishanimat Mimilos Hapsukim. Even if you're changing around the words a little bit, you shouldn't do this. So it has to be a true Simcha Shal Mitzvah and not a Simcha just of pleasure. By the way, one of my devoted Talmidim listeners on the Shir mentioned that I once said that Rav Nissen Karlitz isn't related to the Chazon Ish, even though they have the same last name. What I meant to say was that his father, Rav Nissen Karlitz's father, was Rav Karlitz, but he wasn't related to the Chazon Ish. Even though they had the same last name, they weren't related. It so happens that his mother was the sister of the Chazon Ish, so the Chazon Ish was his uncle, but his father, who is named Karlitz afterwards, had no relation to the Chazon Ish. Finally, Rav Moshe finds that Tzal brings down the Yigus Moshe. Sha'af shalom ma'isa on a rom, sh'rov olam af chasidiv ad she'ma'isa regilim v'smochos u'chadome l'shore psukim. Everybody sings psukim. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe says, tzarech iyan, ma'atam, sh'mekilim lamros sh'mefurish b'gemor l'issa. One shouldn't do this so willy-nilly. It's not so clear that it's permissible. The issue foot number 33 talks about, again, singing in shul. Even in shul, if they're doing it just to have a beautiful time and have a nice voice singing, says that's wrong. And he actually calls that maguna. He brings up the Yam Shul Shlomo, that just singing Ma'arichim and Shabbos and Yontif in shul is Yosim Yidai. It's not necessary. It's maguna. It's disgusting. However, if the people that are doing it are really enjoying it, so he says that may fit into the category of Onig Yontif. But for the other people, Ein Nochun Levalo Zman Alo Dover. They shouldn't waste their time and use up valuable time that could be learning Torah for no reason whatsoever. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezvav brings down, some people sing Kaddish during the Suda. He says, that's terrible. So, that's a sin. You're only allowed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't daven. You have various leitzonim, clownish type of people that get up there and they use psukim and they make all sorts of jokes. Brings up on the Taz, a terrible thing. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, He says, however, for doing a mitzvah, sing chas and kala, the Ramah brings down, this is the Meikel opinion, says, from Tosus to the Smag and the Agos Maimonios, that it's permissible. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Zayin says, Pirush, Bein Bepeh, Bein Bechli, V'Alayai. This would be under all circumstances, by mouth or music coming in, even with wine. Rak Shalai Yebod, Nivul Peh. Certainly shouldn't use inappropriate language. Bekom Mokum, In L'smoch Bios, and not to be too excessively happy. The issue number 35 thus discusses in more detail, also points out that this is an Ashkenazi custom and doesn't apply to Sfardim. But in Yerushalayim, they had the custom not to have any musical accompaniment at all at weddings because they're seeing the Churban right there in front of them in Yerushalayim and it's inappropriate. This was an Ashkenazi custom and not a Sfard custom. They didn't wear crowns on the chasanim. And not to wear any sort of a wreath around his head, based upon the pasuk from Yechezkel Shnemar, Hosir Mitznefes V'Horim Mu'atara. Take off your headwear and don't wear that. From Yechezkel Perikov Aleph Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The Chen Gazu Al Atoros Hakala. Likewise, the Kala wouldn't wear Imishol Kesef, a silver type of a diadem, Avol Shel Godil. But if it's made out of threads, so Mutal Kala, then she can wear it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Zayin says, "Wadin Shomar Golios Vavonis Tovos." If she has precious jewels in it, also incorrect. Shomar Koshkin Dosh certainly also. Veima Nikus Kala. What time is the woman called the Kala? Yeshomar Koshivisim Amishta B'Psula. If it's the 7 days of Mishta for a woman who's never been married beforehand, he brings down from the Yamshul Shlomo Gam Laila Shadeachup, even the day before the Chup as well. Vimkain Osed Aminichet Barosh Kala Tachshitim Barosh Korim Bindo V'Chadomer. Those who wear a special type of a veil on the head or a bindle, some sort of a headband, Tzarachian. How this is allowed is that Tzarachian brings down from the Prima Godim. If it's made out of threads, however, it's allowed in order that she shouldn't be totally without any sort of jewelry. Kedushal and Navla. I am the associate in the spot in the Daf of the Rambam. He's not sure. Im hayo ikari shel gadol kruos mishpatzo shel kesef zavim shari. If it's mostly reeds or threads and has some jewels in it, is it allowed? Okay, Yomi says nowadays in Mashvichem is all mekilim is that nowadays we allow it. He brings up an El Yerab the Sochman of Daf of the Rambam that this is allowed. We'll stop over here. This concludes today's shiur.